KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 61 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for isolated showers this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy today, a high of 84, winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Radar does show some spotty shower activity over between Oakland and Traynor in Pottawatomie County and between Red Oak and Villisca in Montgomery County, and then further off to the south and southeast across portions of southwest into south central Iowa. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Sheriff's officials in Adams County on Thursday set a traffic stop at around 11:24 p.m. Wednesday at Highway 34 and Ginkgo Avenue, resulted in the arrest of 26-year-old Cole Ray Aldrich. He was taken into custody on three counts of driving under suspension, with bonds set at slightly more than $1,473. And at around 9:50 p.m. Wednesday, Adams County deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle traveling at 115 miles per hour on Highway 25 toward Clearfield. The driver, Cedric Nelson of Lenox, was arrested for OWI first offense and possession of dangerous weapons while under the influence. Nelson was also cited for speeding and open container. In other news, the Adams County Sheriff's Office says 36-year-old Joshua Andrew Fink of Stanton was arrested July 27th on two counts of driving while suspended. He later posted bond and was released. On the 26th, Adams County deputies arrested Terry Gordon Weeks on three active warrants for failure to appear. Weeks later posted a $4,000 bond and was released. Iowa's population grew in pockets around the state's largest cities over the past decade, while 68 counties and rural areas lost population. That's according to the latest U.S. Census Bureau data released yesterday. The biggest population gainers were the counties around Des Moines in central Iowa, Cedar Rapids and Davenport in eastern Iowa, and Sioux City in northwest Iowa. The fastest growing area in the state remained Dallas County, west of Des Moines, which grew 50.7% in the last decade to a population of 99,678 in 2020 from just over 66,000 in 2010. The data show four counties, Johnson, Polk, Warren, and Story, grew by more than 10%, and 26 counties increased by less than 10%. The remaining 68 counties lost population. Statewide, Iowa's population increased by 4.7% to 3,190,369. The state's Hispanic or Latino population grew to 6.8% from 5% in 2010, and the black population increased to 4.1% from 2.9%. The white population in Iowa in 2020 was 82.7% of the population. That was down from 88.7% in 2010. The least populous county in the state is Adams, which has 3,704 people, a decline of 8.1% or 325 people over the decade. Polk County had the most people with 492,401, a 14.3% increase or 61,761 people. It is also the most densely populated at 860.5 people per square mile. Iowa lawmakers will use the new data to redraw the state's political boundaries, a nonpartisan process that begins with the state's Legislative Services Agency. State law requires a first draft of proposed maps within 45 days, followed by public hearings and a report to lawmakers. The Iowa Supreme Court is tasked with redistricting if Iowa lawmakers fail to meet the 45-day deadline, but the court has said that it will allow the legislature to follow its redistricting process this year, given the circumstances caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The release of the redistricting data culled from the 2020 census comes more than 4 months later than expected due to delays caused by the pandemic. The redistricting numbers states use for redrawing congressional and legislative districts show where white, Asian, black, and Hispanic communities grow over the last decade. It also shows where populations have become the older or younger and number of people living in dorms, prisons, and nursing homes. The data covers geographies such as small as neighborhoods and as large as states. Another set of data released in April provided the state population counts and showed the U.S. had 331 million residents last year, which was a 7.4% increase from 2010. And elsewhere in the news, Connections Area Agency on Aging is offering a stress-busting program for family caregivers. The program is designed to improve the quality of life family caregivers and help give caregivers manage their stress and cope better with their lives. It consists of 9 weekly 90-minute sessions. The program is conducted in a small group setting with 2 trained group facilitators. Participants are provided with many resources, including a handbook covering class material. The stress-busting program for caregivers will teach you the impact of stress on your health and how it relates to caregiving, how to deal with stress through relaxation techniques and problem-solving, and how to care for yourself while providing better care for your loved one. Caregivers who have completed the program report they feel significantly lower stress, depression, and anxiety and are able to enjoy a better quality of life. They say they have also experienced improvement in their ability to relax, manage stress, and feel better about themselves. You can choose between classes that start meeting September 21st of this year and November 16th. Either on Tuesday afternoon at 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. or Tuesday evenings from 6:30 to 8. For more information, contact Jan Schneck, Family Caregiver Community Engagement Specialist, at 800-432-9209, extension 8116. That's a check of the news this hour. I'm Rick Hansen, reporting for KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.